My name is Megan. I am a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast recorded on Kaurna land. As an international student born and raised in Malaysia, I acknowledge that I live, study, and work on the lands of the Kaurna people. I pay my respects to Kaurna elders, past and present. Whenever people talk about exams, whether it's good or bad, I get so stressed out, especially when they're talking about it during exam season. If this is you, we just wanted to give you a disclaimer that we will be sharing our experiences during the time we had our exams and how we pulled ourselves during those stressful experiences.
If that's something that will be distressing to you, we wanted to put out this disclaimer before we get into the episode. Otherwise, there are also plenty of resources available to all students at the University of Adelaide. You can find links available at U of A Student Wellbeing Linktree or reach out to our counselling support team via the University of Adelaide's website. This is so scary.
But I remember at first I laughed and then I cried and I was like, oh, so I fainted. What next?
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Welcome back to Take Note, the podcast where we give you the best notes on everything you need to know from the day you start uni to the day you graduate. It is finally exam season.
Yay!
Yay! I don't think it's a yay for this one.
No, they're almost halfway through the year. I feel like that's slay.
Yeah, I'm usually making plans for post-exams by this time.
Yeah.
But
I always struggle with that. And then you have to like tell yourself that you need to do the exam before you can have the plans. But you're like, I'm so excited for this time in July when we're going to go do this. And you're okay, but what about all of June where you're doing exams?
Oh my gosh. I would be like studying and I'll zone out and I'll start imagining, oh my gosh, the party I go to.
The exams are lucky late this year. I swear, normally in July, you're like on holidays and this year the exams run until the 5th of July.
That's crazy.
I guess first and foremost, with it being exam season, seems like all fun and games. We're like getting prepared for finally the mid-semester break, but we do just want to take a moment to wish everyone that is sitting in exam this exam season good luck. We know that you're going to smash it. Attend your primary exams.
Yeah, I say this in like every episode, but like it's so important to always find what works for you, whether it's like a good study method or even just something to help with your mental well-being or physical well-being. If you don't know where you can look for resources, the student Wellbeing Instagram, U of A Student Wellbeing, has a link tree with all the resources that you can find. That includes Wellbeing Hub, counseling, student care. So check it out if you do want to know what the uni offers.
100%. Be kind to yourself this exam season. It can seem like these exams are the be all and end all, but take it from me, someone who not only failed a class, but has failed many exams along the way. You will get there. And my grades were fine. I've got my degree. I've got a job.
Literally, oh my gosh.
You will survive. Every single
time. Yeah. I remember how I felt when I first like saw like a failing grade and that like freaked me out. Like I'm pretty sure the second or third time I saw it, I was like, I got this. Like really, where can you go from now on? Because maybe I procrastinated a bit more, or maybe I went through a lot more that semester. But like you really can only just move on from there, like whether it's to look for help or like call someone and just freak out with them, like it will get better.
And take a deep breath. We've all been there. And you'll make it.
Yeah. A little reminder to be mindful of the study spaces around uni and to be careful not to leave your stuff around. Even if it's just to get like lunch or something, it's very important to make sure you bring your stuff with you just to avoid your stuff getting stolen and like not to hog study spaces as well.
Yeah. It's great to come to uni to lock in for the day, but there's lots of other people in the same boat. So make sure you're sharing the love with the study spaces.
Yeah. Outside of the study hub, where else would you study?
Personally, I was a hub girl. I did love the hub. But if I couldn't study in the hub, these days I didn't go there because it wasn't open. Union House.
I know.
So cute.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Like literally the second I finish my studies, I walk past and it's like so pretty. I'm like, oh, great. That's great.
Level 4 Union House. That's where I would go. And there's a tap in the, it's like the study room and it's like pretty big. Like there's lots of spots to study and there's a tap in that room. So you could like run over and fill up your water bottle.
Yep. And there's microwave as well. Austin level 3, I think. I'm not too sure. No, level 4. And they do free breakfast as well. I'm not too sure when, but it's definitely out there somewhere on the uni website.
And where else would I go to study? There's been a couple of Nexus.
Yep. Business
Love
students.
Nexus. Yeah.
So lucky. If you're a business student, what I do outside of like office hours is to use my student ID because that it's only it only opens for business students outside of office hours, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like able students, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're like a set student or like
HMS,
you won't be able to come in outside of office hours. But I usually tap my card in and get to level 2 or 3, where we usually have our classes.
Yeah.
It's quite empty usually, but like it's such a good study spot for me.
I love it. And I was always a fan of having the computer. Like I'd love to log in and do my work on like the computers that the uni has.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them in Nexus, which is good as well.
I know. And it's good because you won't have like any tabs that you had open from your personal computer.
Yeah.
That's so distracting.
I'm so bad. Like I leave all the like items of clothing and stuff that I want to buy open on my personal laptop. And then I like go to study and I'm like, oh, but look at this dress.
Oh my gosh. It was rough being a marketing student and like a girl, because every single time we had like an assignment that's like, oh, study this brand and that brand, I'm like, I look into that brand and they have like all these clothes.
I'm like, wait, why is it so cool?
Yeah. Oh, so distracting. But yeah, that's a good tip. Any cafes that you recommend?
Ooh, I would recommend going for a little walk and going somewhere out of uni to get a coffee.
Yeah, right.
I think the Hub is really good. Like if you want a little coffee, hot chocolate, whatever your vibe is, something warm in the winter. Uni's really good. But if you want a little study break, I feel like if it's not raining, there's so many cute cafes that are like just outside the uni. Like you could go to Homeboy on North Terrace or you could go to, I went to Cocoa Black the other day and I had the best hot chocolate ever, which is like just in the mall.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. What about you?
I would say the same. Like Homeboy's recently did like ceremonial matcha.
Mm.
I'm so excited to try that. But definitely go out of the uni. Even if it's like 5 minutes away from uni, it's a good break because you don't want to be in the same environment. It'll kind of remind you of uni.
Yeah.
When you're taking a break, like get your mind out of that for a bit. Just like rest for a while. My go-to currently is Thai Good Tea, which is in uni, but like that's not so good.
Blueprint. That's still a little walk. Blueprint, yeah. Where's that?
It's in Flinders Street.
So oh my God, it's such a trek away, but it's so good.
It is really pretty. And it's like, they do good focaccia and good coffee. So I recommend that.
I got a focaccia from there once and I didn't realize how big it was and I ate the whole thing and I came back to the office and I was like in a food coma.
Oh, wait, have you been?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Once I went.
And the people there are so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did take a couple of episodes off. Our apologies, but we're bringing it back. Question of the fortnight. This one's really fun. So pop quiz. It's freezing outside and your assignment is at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and your power just went out. What's your survival strategy? And be honest. Are you crying, having caffeine, or are you cuddling up with the textbook as your blanket?
Oh my gosh. I know that like when I answer this, it's going to like circle back to my story that I'm about to share later on.
Yeah.
But definitely my first thing is to crash out and then I'm going to email my tutor and be like, hey, so this happened. What's going to happen from now on? And I'm pretty sure like your tutor is very likely going to be like, yeah, that's totally understandable. It's going to be a bit tricky because a lot of people do lie about it. And I'm pretty sure at this point, the tutors are like very careful about who's lying, who's not.
Yeah.
But like if you have some form of like proof, I don't know what that is, whether it's like a screenshot of your Wi-Fi, God knows, but or like a screenshot or like a photo of your apartment being like blacked out.
I feel like people would fake that though.
I know, right? That's so scary.
Like just turn off your lights and be like, look, it's not working.
Yeah. Oh, that's so bad. But I think my first form of contact is probably either student care or my tutor. Well, first I'll call my parents or I'll call my friend and just crash out first and then I'll act on it.
So I think my answer might be a little bit controversial, but I would just go to bed. I would get my weighted blanket and I would get under as many blankets as possible. And I would pray that whatever charge was left on my, I would put my phone in the charger, even though the power's out.
Yeah.
And I would try to go to sleep.
Oh my God. Just and like out of routine.
So hopefully my phone's not flat. Let's cross our fingers. And I would set an alarm on my phone for like earlier in the morning. Nothing silly. Maybe 6.
Yeah.
Here's what would actually happen. If it's an assignment due at midnight, I would do what you said. You have to email your tutor, try to find some proof, maybe flick the light switches up and down to show that it's like not turning on.
Yeah.
Bury yourself in blankets, plug your phone into the charger, set your alarm for 6 a.m. so that you can send another follow-up at 6 a.m. and get up and finish your assignment at 6 a.m. I know it seems annoying, whatever you've got on, work, just try to get it done beforehand.
Yeah.
Smash out your assignment, submit it and be like, I'm so sorry. I know it's late. I was on track to get it done last night. I had no power.
Oh, that's fair.
If you have an exam at 9 a.m., just do the same thing, but get up and pray that the power's on in the morning, but get up a little bit earlier so that if your power's not on, you could stop somewhere on the way to the exam and get some food. Because my biggest exam tip is you have to eat before the exam.
Yeah. Oh, the amount of times I've heard someone's like stomach go off. like someone's stomach just rumbling, or like when someone like cracks their knuckle and the whole hole just starts cracking their knuckle. It's so distracting, but like it happens, we get it. But like, I guess what I imagine I might do if I had a car is to drive somewhere near the exam venue and charge up whatever I need to charge up and look at my notes. But oh, that is so stressful. Like, just thinking about it makes me so stressed.
No, literally. And like, everything that I would do if I was cold is like, get a wheat bag.
A wheat bag?
Yeah, like a heat pack that you put in the microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always call it a wheat bag, but maybe it's not.
I don't know what it's called. It's cute though. So all three then, crying, caffeine, and cuddling up with a textbook as a blanket.
That's you would funny. Not catch me cuddling my textbook.
This was one of the few episodes that had its title before the season even began. Mm. It was a bold title made by Olivia. And I've been waiting to hear the story. So I don't know, like, so crazy shit that happened during my exams has been the title for the longest time. And every time we plan a new episode, I can just see that like in bold. I'm like, I'm so excited to hear this.
Yeah, we're on. Crazy shit that happened in my exam. Look, so the way this episode came about, we were like planning for the year. And I was talking to like Joe, who you heard in the Reconciliation Week episode doing Acknowledgement of Country, and Shannon, the host from last year. And we were like, what is something that everyone has a story about? Not only group assignments like we did early in the year, but something outrageous mm-hmm. happening in an exam. Mm-hmm. Not like necessarily out. I have two stories that I'm going to share. So this is kind of where it came about, because I was telling everyone these stories and they were like, Olivia, that's hilarious. So my first story, this is kind of like you have to feel bad for the other girl, but like the whole exam room will remember this forever, I'm sure. So we rock up in this exam. Obviously, we're at Wayville, like huge hall of like, probably 1,000 plus people sitting there doing their like retrospective exams. And then like the toilets are right up the front. Yeah. And there's this girl sitting like, and sometimes the exam hall is not full. Like if it's near the end of exams, this is like the first exam, like it's as full as can be. Mm. And there's this girl up the front and she has an absolute like coughing fit, but it goes on for like so long. Oh. And it was so echoey in this hall. And she is coughing for like half an hour straight. Oh, all God. Of the like exam people are going up to her. They're like giving her cups of water. They are like seriously doing everything they can to help this girl out. And they're like, do you want to continue the exam? And she's like, yes, like I need to continue the exam, whatever. Yeah. She's like, I'm going away. Reminder, guys, you're not supposed to go away for the whole year, but obviously we know that people do. But you're supposed to be here all through the mid-semester break and everything in case you need to redo any exams or assessments. But she was like, I'm going away. Like, I have to do this exam. Anyway, she starts coughing so much that then she runs to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And she mustn't have made it to the bathroom because she literally threw up behind that little, like, curtain thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, the walls where you, like, go to the toilet, that, like, makeshift thing. Yeah. She threw up behind there. And because she didn't make it into the bathroom, the hall being so echoey, you can, like, hear her throwing up.
Oh, my God.
And everyone's sitting there like, what the actual is going on?
Poor thing. But like everyone.
Anyway, she must have left after that point because she never returned from behind the curtain. So.
Oh, no. Oh, I really hope that like her exam worked out the end, even if it's like
a replacement. I have no idea. I remember I walked out of that exam and I was like, I hope I did well because I was so distracted the whole time. And like obviously human instincts, like I felt so bad for this girl that was literally dying. But also like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
No one wants to die in an exam.
I know. And like, I can't imagine like you just like having so many new thoughts like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh my gosh, am I getting distracted? Oh my gosh, am I like running out of time?
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much going on. Like even if it's not happening to you directly, it definitely affects you because it's like, I feel like there's like a really loud AC in the hall, but you can hear everything else as well.
Yeah.
It's so distracting.
I remember my first exam in there, like it was for accounting and I could just hear like the pencils on the page. And I was like, I was like, is this really what it's like? Mm-hmm. The hall is so echoey, like, oh my God.
It's so scary. But I know like the function room one in Union House is now an exam space as well. Mm-hmm. I walked past the other day and they had all the tables and the chairs like they did in the exam hall. And had like the letters to section each.
Yeah.
It was exactly like that. But it's so much nicer there. And it's like not as
so
echoey.
Good.
Yeah. But I don't know if you've seen Uni Melbourne. They have like the prettiest exam hall.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like
Renaissance.
Renaissance. Thank you. Renaissance art on the ceilings. I don't even know. And it's so pretty. Oh, if only I could show you. Yeah.
Everyone go Google Uni Melbourne exam hall. Yeah. I'm so excited to see it after this episode.
You should. But poor girl. Like one time I did have a cold and I kind of just really like held it, but it was so I was so distracted from myself and like other people.
know this poor girl. Like, and everyone knows, like, when you cough so much, they're like, oh, it just sucks.
Yeah.
Like that feeling that you're like, please, I really don't want to throw up. But yeah. Obviously she did.
Oh, like low-key, it's obviously it's annoying, but it's like, we get it. Like, we've been there and it's like, oh, it's just so itchy. You just have to cough it out. And it's just, and like, oh, I hate it.
And like, she was getting given so much water and so much stuff. And, like, nothing was helping. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I wish they had like a last minute online thing, but like, oh, it's hard. It's tricky because some people really do lie about it. Thanks to you guys. I'm kidding. How'd you do in the exam?
I have no idea. I forget what subject it was even for. Obviously fine. I didn't redo it. So it must have been chill.
Oh my gosh, poor girl.
I think it was like a marketing one, like maybe delivering customer insights or something. So I think I did okay.
Okay.
But I remember being like, whoa.
Did you see her?
Nah.
Okay. Poor thing.
She just never came back. And I was like, oh, poor girl.
And she was like right up front as well.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Probably better. Imagine she was at the back. She would have had to throw up in front of everyone. Oh, unless she made it behind the little curtain thing.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing. I hope you're okay if you're listening.
Yeah. Imagine she's listening.
Yeah. It's like,
I think I recognize that's me.
This girl. Yeah. What happened to the other story?
My other story is hilarious. It was like, I want to say my last exam or like, it was recent. So I don't know if you guys know the brand Outdated. Do you know them?
Very familiar.
They're like an Adelaide hoodie brand. So they just did a drop. I can't remember if it must have been in the middle of the year if I wore it to my exam. And I had just gotten a hoodie, right? And it was bright yellow. And I was so excited. I'd been trying to get this hoodie for the whole year. All of my friends would tell you, like, they dropped it like 4 times and I kept missing it because all their hoodies come in drops. And I like really wanted this one, but I kept missing it. And I was like, oh my God, like I need it.
Yeah.
So I finally got it. And I was like, yes. I was like, just in time for my exam. Like, I'm going to wear this to my exam. Yeah. I had on my little Lulu flared leggings, like my white sneakers and this hoodie on. And I was like, yep. Like, my biggest exam advice, look good, feel good. Like, I'd washed my hair the night before, got my full face of makeup on. I was like, I'm ready to slay this exam. I was feeling pretty good. Like, I think I was slaying. And I went and I was like in a good position. I was like, I would love just like a little quick like stretch my legs. So I went to the toilet, like, you know, just calm down, take a deep breath. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys know, most of you should know, they do like the checks when you go to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
So like, whatever, I'm in leggings. So like, they were like, pull up your jumper and they like checked. The back of the leggings have like the little waistband pocket. So they were like just checking that I didn't have anything in there. Then they make you pull up the arms, whatever. I'm doing this check. So I've done the check and then I pull like my jumper back down. So I was wearing like a t-shirt underneath. So they checked the waistband pocket of the leggings. So I pull my jumper back down and I look at the security guard that's checking me and she's burst out laughing.
Why?
She's just like pissing herself laughing. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh. I was like, low-key getting a bit distracted. And I was like, shit, this is low-key taking a while. Like, I've got to get back to my exam.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted like a quick little go to the toilet, like, whatever.
Yeah. What happened?
So anyway, then she like consults herself and she's like, I am so sorry. And I'm like, oh no, like all good. Is everything okay? She's like, I just can't deal. It looks like there's just like a big bright yellow lemon looking at me.
What do you mean?
Like my jumper, it was bright yellow. And she was like, she literally was like, I just can't get the image out that you're like a lemon looking at me.
Oh my God. And she just had to like take a break just from laughing.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then she goes back to laughing and she's like checking me. She's like, okay. Like, whatever, go to the toilet.
And I bet the hall can hear that too.
Nah, it was like, it was chill. Okay. I know that I said it was really echoing the last one, but she was like kind of whispering. And I was like, what? Like, what's
that? Oh my God.
So funny. And this is the exam that, so my boyfriend had a different exam that was on at the same time. And my best friend, Liv, obviously did my courses with me.
Yeah.
So we were all in this exam. And like, we come out at the end. I'm like, guys, you'll never believe what happened to me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And
I don't know if you guys know this, but like the security guards that are on campus are the same people that do the exams. Like they go to Wayville for the day to like be
I recognize the outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, every time I walk past her on campus for like the next 6 months, she would just like start laughing again.
Oh my
and it became
God.
Like our little inside joke that like we never said anything to each other about it ever again, but it like became our little like
you just
like
knew.
We both knew what
oh
was going
God.
On.
Oh my God. That's so cute. I have to see this hoodie.
It's like nothing crazy. It's a yellow hoodie.
But it just
she was like,
laughing.
You just look like a big, round, bright lemon staring at me. And like, obviously my hair's blondes, like,
oh,
they're probably like all blended in. But I was like, oh my god, I was like, this
so
is
funny.
Like stuff that happens in a dream. Like, there's no way this is real.
Like, everyone's so serious in an exam, and everyone's like, we're not joking here. But then she just like felt like, oh, she's like a lemon, just like, laughing. That's so cute.
I think it's because she was laughing so much that I was like, like, the fuck, what's happening?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Cool.
And then I remember telling like Liv and my like whatever. I remember telling everyone after the exam about it, and they were like, there's no way. And since working at the uni, I've like I know some of the people that like make the exam timetable.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about it, and she was like, oh my god, I know exactly which security guard that would be. Like, she's so funny.
Oh, that's cute though. That would have been a nice little break from my exams.
And then I got back at my table and I was like, how am I supposed to go back to real life after this?
She like low-key made your exam, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was probably a finance one, so I was probably happy to have a little giggle in the middle.
But that's positive. You went from like a really scared, like sad one. Not like really sad, but just
is that
like,
not
worrying.
Crazy shit to happen in an exam though?
Yeah, it's like a fever dream. Like, you walk in and she's like checking you and she just starts laughing.
She starts laughing. I'm like, oh no.
Am I funny? Okay. I don't have any crazy exam story besides the fact that one time I showed up. So my exam was at 9 and I showed up at 9:05, but like people do come in at that time. But I'm used to like showing up 20 minutes earlier just to like sit there.
No, literally me too.
Yeah, right? I can't.
I have to.
Yeah, I'm scared. Like, what if because one time the trams were down and like some roads were closed off as well. I'm not too sure for what. I can't remember at this point.
I don't know.
But I couldn't use the tram. So I Ubered, and like the Uber didn't know how to get to my apartment because the roads were all closed off, and like I got canceled 3 times, and I'm like, it was like 8:45, and it normally takes like 15 minutes to get there. By drive or like 10 minutes. So I was really stressed, but I made it on time. Luckily, I ran in there. I was like, I'm so sorry, the roads are closed, blah, blah, blah. They're like, just come in, it's fine. So made it on time. I think
you literally have to be there within like 15, 30 minutes or something.
Yeah. So the cutoff is half an hour, I think. Yeah. But
I was meeting, this was after like I'd done all my exams for the semester, and I was like going to the exams because there was still a couple on to like talk to the person that runs it. And I was like filming. Go watch it if you haven't. Day in the Life with Exams. Yep. I made it last year. I was like going there to film that video. So I was just like strolling up, and the security guard was like, are you dumb? Like, the exam cutoff is in 5 minutes. Like, you have to. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry for any confusion. Like, I'm just here to meet with like this girl, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's already here. And I was like,
oh my gosh, chill. Yeah, I like literally. That he's looking out for you, but like, there's a better way of.
I know. I was like, don't worry. He goes, so bold of you to stroll on in here. You should be running.
Oh my gosh. Like,
I'm not like,
I did it yesterday. Chill. I mean, I think they hired the right person. Bold of, that's crazy though. That's a bit sassy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, king.
Pop off, king. No, but crazy shit that happened the day before my assignment. I don't know if that counts. This was an assignment that required a lot of different like content. So it was a content kind of course.
Yeah.
Basically, this assignment, you had to create 5 kinds of content. I pretty much made all my content. I just had to edit it, and I had to like put it in the presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So some of them was a poster. One was like a vlog. The other was a lot of different kind of content. Email, I think. And pretty much most of the stuff were written, but it's just like the editing part, and that was quite a bit in the rubric. Like, it was quite a high percentage of the rubric. So this was also during my exam season. So this assignment was due in between 2 exams.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I was so stressed. Like, my closet has a mirror side, a mirror door, and like a whiteboard door that was filled with notes. My bathroom, it's like white tiles, so I used like whiteboard over it. Yeah, so there were notes on all of that, and it was like different theories, different scenarios, and it was just like, it looked like a psycho living there. And I was so stressed. Like, I basically woke up 7 a.m. because like just out of stress, not because I needed to. Like, I normally I'm the kind of student that wake up around 11, eat my breakfast.
11?
I know.
Safe side.
No. Like, I was not a morning person at all.
I am a 7 a.m. student. Like, I'm in the hub at 8 a.m. every day during exam
respect
season.
Respect, because I wanted to be that student. But I was that, like, it took me 2 years to realize that, like, I just can't study like that. I would wake up whenever, eat my lunch, and then I start studying from 3 till 10 p.m. I have a dinner break, obviously, but it's all usually at home or in a cafe. But anyways, I woke up from stress from like 7 a.m., which is like normal for you. It's crazy to me. So I woke up at 7 a.m. and I would study until 3 p.m., have like a break, and then continue studying from 5 p.m. to like 10 p.m. and another break. And I studied from 12 a.m. to like 3 a.m. So I was, because I was someone that pushed
Where
things
are you up. Even sleeping?
My bed.
Did you not just say you're studying from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m.?
3 p.m. Okay. And then I'll take a break. That's when I usually come home because cafes close around 3 p.m. Yes. Then I'll like have dinner and stuff. But I'll literally study in my couch or my bed or my bathroom, apparently.
That's crazy. You're like in the shower. You're like, quick, let me just.
Yeah. Well, because my apartment's not the biggest. So like I really only have that like whiteboard in my like. My bathroom. But yeah, I was so stressed, and I was someone that pushed into last minute, so like I needed that like 7 a.m. to 3 yeah. p.m. all that stuff. And then this was like Wednesday and a Thursday where I did that like crazy. I basically had like 4 hours of sleep, and then on Friday I basically crashed. Like I was on a couch watching movies back to back because I couldn't get to studying. I was just telling myself like, I'll watch one episode of like Modern Family and I'll get back to it. Then it was another episode, and then it was another movie, and I was like, wow, I really can't study. Like I basically was burnt out. I was like studying and doing my assignments back to back. So 3 p.m. I stood up, took a walk, and then sat down, and I was like, I'm gonna study. Nope, watch another movie. And then ate dinner, and then my flatmate came out and he was asking like, oh, do you not have to study today? And I was like, yeah, I just can't get to it today. And then mid-talk, I got up and I was like, I feel like I'm gonna faint. Bam. And I faint. And then like I remember when I fainted, I could not see anything, obviously. Like my vision just went black. I blacked out. And then I remember waking up thinking like I woke up the next day in my bed and stuff. But then I noticed the like floor lamp next to me, and I realized I'm like next to the coffee table, and I was like, I am not, like, what happened? How did I sleep on the floor? Then after that consciousness, I realized that my head was in so much pain. And then my flatmate, like, he rushed to me, and he was like, he was basically just holding my head like, you just like flat out on the like floor for a full 5 seconds. But in my head, I was ready to wake up for another day. I was so tripped out. And like, I remember telling him like, oh yeah, I just had a dream that like I went to school and stuff. Like I was so, so burnt out. So I fainted.
I wish you guys could see my face right now, but I literally have no words. My jaw has been like on the floor for like the last 30 yeah. seconds.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to keep going because, but like I was in so much pain. So like I sat down on the couch and I like kind of just like, I was just recollecting my like thoughts and my like consciousness and stuff. And he was just on Reddit searching up like, what happens when you faint?
My fat mate fainted.
Yeah. And I texted like another friend. Because I think he was like a lecturer in science and stuff. So he knew quite a bit about health and stuff like that. And he was like, just put like ice in the back of your head and like just like try to recollect memories and stuff like that. It wasn't too serious because it was only like a few seconds. I think it was.
No, this is so scary.
But I remember at first I laughed and then I cried. And I was like, oh, so I fainted. What next? Eventually, I booked a GP appointment, and then I emailed my tutor. I was like, this was like on a Friday, so my assignment was due on a Saturday, 9 a.m. So I was like, oh my God, I still have to put in my video. I still have to get it edited, and I still have to put in all my references. That takes a long time.
Yeah, that takes ages.
Yeah. So I normally, if I had that Friday, I probably would have gotten done before 9 a.m., before that, like Saturday. So I emailed her, and I said, all of this happened. Hey, and I never contacted her because she's a lecturer and I only watch my lectures online. But I was like, this happened. I know you're grading my assignments. And with that course, I like handed everything on time and like everything was like on the right track. I didn't like miss anything. So I said, I booked a GP appointment. Like this happened. I'm like living alone with a flatmate. I don't have family around. So it's a bit tricky right now. Like I've got a lot going on. And she like, this was Friday, 5:30 p.m. So like out of office hours. And she emailed me back. She's like, just get that medical certificate whenever you can, but I'm gonna put in a request for you to have another week. Yeah.
Slay.
A full week. Yeah. So I booked my GP within that same week, but like I needed to recover. Like I had a big bruise in the back of my head.
Oh my God.
And it was just like I had headaches for a good few days. But it was so rough. Like I was just stressed about my assignments and my exams. But
yeah.
ended up going to my exams. I ended up handing in my assignments on time and I got a good grade. So it was really good. But I was so scared that like I was going to fail everything because everything was just in that same week.
I hope that you're like recovered from that.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is the perfect segue to just say like exams are obviously important. But like we said at the beginning,
yeah.
It's like not the be all and end all. Like
yeah.
No one needs to be out here fainting.
Yeah.
Like be kind to yourself. Like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, for sure. And like people are going to understand, like especially when you come from a place like, yeah, I was studying, I was doing this work and I just couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
And I just fainted. Oh, it was definitely very scary. I remember like just being so out of it for a good week or two, just like thinking like, I need to like look out for myself for a bit because that was dangerous. But eventually...
I thought my stories were crazy.
No, that is crazy though. Like imagine, like that is a very common like experience as well. Like just hearing someone cough out their lungs for the whole exam. It's very distracting and it stresses you out because you're like, this is my one shot to get like my final grade and like someone's coughing their lungs out. Like what do I, like a few, I'm going to pray for you. But like I'm so stressed like not doing this exam with the right mind. Like it's fair. Like that is crazy. I did go to the GP at the end and they ruled out that like it was definitely from stress and like just not sleeping well or eating well. So this is your reminder, please don't get to that stage because it's very scary. And even just drafting that email, like I was thinking like, oh my gosh, she is not gonna be able to reply throughout the weekend. She's not gonna
And then the assignment due date would have passed.
Exactly. Like... Oh, so that assignment specifically, like every day that you're late, it's a penalty of 10%. So like by the time the weekend's over, it's like 40%. Thank God for that lecturer. Please watch out for yourself. Take care of your well-being. Like even if it's just like sleep and eat properly, like it's not worth like going through all of that.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, that was my story.
Oh my gosh. So if you follow us on Instagram at uoa.oncampus, or if you pay attention to our student newsletter, you would have seen that we are seeking submissions for this episode. So we bring to you our submissions segment to hear from you guys about the craziest shit that has happened in your exams.
I can't wait.
I haven't shown Megan any of them, so they're all going to be a surprise. Ready? So this first one is funny. I like this one. So back in high school, during the math exam, I was feeling very confident with my performance. That is, until my classmate pointed out there is a part two on the backside of the paper. The crazy part is, my paper did not have the part two printed. I then told the invigilator the issue, got a new paper, and one more hour extra.
Oh my gosh, thank God.
Slay.
But like,
is all I have to say. She got to spend, what, probably 2 hours doing the front half?
That's so good. But like, how did they mess that up? Because wouldn't you print everything in one go?
Yeah.
I guess she got lucky there.
On the Instagram, I had short submissions and long submissions. So I think we're just going to pick out maybe our favorite 3 or 4 submissions. We'll see what's popping. But that one was one of the long ones that we got, but I'll do one of the short ones now. So this this one's funny as well, which I think we can all relate to this, but maybe not quite as dramatic. So no joke, woke up at 5 a.m. and started vomiting until 7 p.m. because
oh
I was
God.
So stressed
oh.
going through it that day.
Like the girl. At least she did it at home instead of...
Oh, my God. Just like waking up and...
Feeling sick.
I can't say that I've thrown up for the entire day, but like you just wake up and it's like it comes flooding back in the second you wake up and you're like, oh, my God.
It's really, really going to happen. You're going to be on your way.
Yeah.
Looking at your notes, car sick, and just like, oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. And then you like start looking at it and then you just feel so overwhelmed and you have to keep looking at it until like the whole entire day.
It's kind of funny though. Like whenever I go to Wayville and everyone's like about to go to their exams, but they take like a bathroom break and everyone in the bathroom just so depressed.
Yeah. Like the silent, like the silent zombies like walking through the bathroom. Like no one says anything. It's just like you wait for the basin to open up. You wash your hands. You look in the mirror and you're like.
Oh, depressing. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should say this, but one time I went to, like, I got to the venue and I noticed that because I wear contact lenses, I probably should not have because it was like 8 a.m. And I noticed that one of them had something stuck in it. So I had to take it out. So I was blinded on one eye and I had like lenses on the other eye. So this was actually really bad for you. Don't do this. If you need to take out your lenses, take both of them out. And then I did the like first half of the exam with one blind eye. And then the second, I just like took it out mid-exam. The person next to me looked so grossed out. But I was like, I can't do it because I was like really, really dizzy. Like imagine having one blind eye and like one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but.
Even like my boyfriend's like he wears glasses like every day, but for like footy games and stuff, like you obviously have to wear contacts.
Yeah.
And like I can just imagine this poor person sitting next to you watching you take out your contact lenses.
It is really
gross. Because like
when
I watch him take his out, I'm like,
Like, you really have to get up and in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Oh.
You do. And imagine, like, I'm pretty sure I also had longer nails as well. So it's like,
yeah, so you're like.
Like, I do it like this.
Like, with your claws.
Oh, yeah.
What would you rather, though? Have to sit next to someone taking out their contact lens or throw up the entire day before your exam? I'd probably rather sit next to someone taking out their contact.
Okay, yeah. More hygienic for you.
Yeah.
Probably not the person next to you.
Oh, my God. Imagine, like, and after you throw up, you always just feel so gross. And then you'd be, like, in your exam being like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll do one more submission. This one, I just read through it before, and it's another gross one.
Oh.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
It happened back in high school in my home country where I was taking my national exam. Ooh. I don't know what a national exam is. Is that
I imagine it's like your big exam. So like your ATAR. What's ATAR?
But ATAR's like the different, final. Like an exam for different subjects.
Oh.
Is this like a general exam? Like a
national exam, I'm assuming it's like the exam before, like after high school. So your last one in high school, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like, we've all been in a situation that this has been awkward. Then she goes, halfway through, I got my period and stained my chair.
Oh, no.
In an exam as well. I've got mine in some awkward situations, but like in an exam.
Oh, my gosh. What did she do?
When the invigilator was, so she obviously just sat there. And then when the invigilator was collecting the paper and everyone could leave the exam hall, I stayed because I was too embarrassed to get up from my chair.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the invigilator must have been like, babe, like, you got to get out of here.
It's done.
And then also the teacher was male.
Oh, no.
It was so embarrassing. I wanted to cry.
I'm assuming, I would too.
I would want to cry.
I feel like it's a little bit more normalized now in the sense that people talk about it and people make it like, oh, it's okay if this happens, like, we get it. But, like, I can imagine national exam. I'm assuming she's, like, 16, 17 here. And that's when we're like, the most shameful about, like, periods and, like, just, like, our bodies and stuff.
And that probably means, like, I don't know, I'm assuming she had to wear, like, a school dress or something. So it's, like, on her dress.
Oh, like, even when, I know sometimes people won't know exactly when they get their period and they won't wear like a liner or whatever.
Yeah.
And when those days happen, you're just so conscious, like, oh my gosh. And if you're like at work or a class or something, my mind will only think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
Surely you can like do something. Like, surely like you can go to the toilet or something. And then I would just like tuck my chair so deep under my table while I went to the toilet and come back with like some toilet paper or something.
Oh, I don't know. What would I do? I'd probably write like something on
Stained
my
the chair.
Paper.
Maybe it's a fabric chair. Nah, I would die.
Oh, you would have to throw that chair out.
Chair's done. If it's plastic, you can like get a little scrub.
Wipe. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't even realize the submissions that I picked were like, not gross, but like.
Like, just so.
It's like crazy shit that happened in my exam, gross edition.
Yeah, actual. But I feel like that's what most of it would be anyway. Oh, poor girls. I've had that moment before though, like leaking and like I'm in public. It's so scary.
It's the worst feeling. And same as like when you've thrown up, like when you're in your period, you always just like feel gross. And like the last thing I'd want to do is like taking an exam.
I know. Oh. I don't want to do anything when I'm on period. So literally like.
Props to you. Finish the exam. Yeah. Clearly you did well because we're still slaying.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your submissions, everyone. Next time we do an episode like this, make sure to keep sending them in. We love hearing all of your funny stories.
Yep. And we can definitely relate to it as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
As much as we love talking about ourselves, we always love to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah.
Well.
It's a lot more fun, to be honest.
Yeah. It's so good. So we just wanted to jump on and give you guys our best rapid fire study techniques.
I will say Pomodoro, but I've only tried that for a semester and a half. Pomodoro basically is like you study for 10 minutes and then you take a 5-minute break and then you take another 10 minutes to study and then another 5 minutes. It's like not necessarily 25 minutes total, but like it's like a 10-minute study session and then 5-minute break and then you go back to it. And there's like an app where you can just do all of that and it just rings you every single time without having to set up a timer like each time.
It's like that's so good.
I know. But that worked out for a bit and then eventually like I felt that 10 minutes was too short for me.
I think that's the whole point, so that you, like, get on the grind.
Yeah. But, like, when I'm in the zone, I need to be in the zone. Like, I get distracted very easily. And when I am distracted, I physically cannot do anything else. That worked out for me for a bit. But that's kind of like why you should explore all these techniques, because they're like, there's going to be something that works better for you. But eventually I really just wrote down my notes on Notion. Like, basically, imagine you were a tutor for someone else. How would you put out the study plan for someone else that doesn't know anything about this, like, lecture or tutorial? That's how I did it. Like, and that worked for me. What about you?
Mine, I've shared it before. I'll share it again. I live by this study technique till the day I die. You have to buy a different color notebook for each class, and you have to buy a highlighter, pen, whatever, that's also in the same matching color as the notebook. And then on Canvas, you have to make the little tiles for your class the same color as well, so that then every time you see that color, you think of that class.
Ooh.
So when you're in the exam, you can like picture your notes written out in that color. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like, I can tell you my most recent, I've obviously forgotten most of the semesters, but my most recent semester, I can tell you exactly what color was for every class. Like, I know that green was marketing analytics. And when I was in my marketing analytics exam, I could like picture my notes on the page.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's like, you like, I don't know. I just, and then when you're studying, you like don't get confused about like what's for what class, because like it's so easy to get things mixed up.
Yeah.
And then you just know that if the note was in green, so like it's less so helpful for like remembering the actual thing. But if you remember the thing and you can remember it written in the color, then you know that you're putting it in the correct exam. Because I would always sit there and I'd be like, I remember learning this, but I don't know if this is the right subject.
Yeah. Especially in marketing, a lot of the theories like overlap.
And it was the same in finance, like everything overlaps. But I remember seeing it written in blue or green or whatever. And I'd be like, yep, this is the exam that it's for.
Oh my gosh, that is so smart.
Yeah.
I do something very similar with my bathroom. So like, every time, 2 days before an exam, luckily for me, my exams are usually a few days apart. I know some people that have like back-to-back exams the next day.
That's, I did that once. It was so bad. I had two in the same day.
Oh my gosh. I got really lucky. But so within, before my exam, my bathroom would have like a whole lot of notes written on the walls. And that's kind of how I imagined it. So I don't, it would have been helpful, like the color thing. That would have really helped. But I just imagine like, this type of communication in like marketing is near the switch. And I imagine my notes there.
Yeah,
that does help. But that's not like a technique that you see on Instagram though. So I think people would
find it's a bit
really
underground.
Oh, that's cute. But expensive if you buy every single color for every semester.
Yeah. I bought one pack of markers and that lasted me the whole, they're the Sharpie S Notes. I shouted this out in our first live episode, the How to Uni one. It's like, it's called Sharpie S Note and it's a highlighter that also is a texter. So it's like, you can write a note and it's like in a readable like thickness.
Ooh,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
it's also sheer enough that if you highlight it, they're just like the perfect texter.
Ooh.
Anyway, they were like $30, but it was 12 of them and they still have ink and they lasted me my whole 3 year degree. So I feel like that's a good $30.
That is good. Yeah.
And then I would buy the color hide notebooks, which are obviously expensive notebooks, but I would just buy the 4-pack.
Mm-hmm.
So like they come in a little like plastic wrapped 4-pack and it's like you don't get to pick your colors, but then you get them way cheaper.
Yeah.
So then whatever the 4-pack was for that year or semester or whatever it was, I would just roll with that for the semester.
Oh, another thing is definitely when you can like study in uni and not in a cafe every single day, because you're definitely going to spend way more than you should. Yeah.
I was bad at that at uni though. I would buy rice bowls.
Oh, same.
I love rice bowls. They were so good.
But honestly, your uni like canteen, like eats.
Yeah, they're banging.
Yeah.
Yum.
And now that we even have Taikun tea, I will say one thing that does help is because I have trouble sleeping during exams because I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, I didn't do enough.
Oh yeah.
Like, honestly, it's as simple as doing a to-do list. And I said this in a live episode as well. And it's like, just write everything you need to do the next day. And then also, if like you want to be physically tired, so like work out during the day, even if it's like a 1 hour workout or like even a really long walk on your way from uni to back home. Like, I would be like 5 minutes from my home and I'll just detour and take like another 10 minute.
Yeah, that's
or 20
good,
minute.
Though.
Yeah. That help.
I feel like that's such a good tip because it's like, not only do you want to go for a walk to like give yourself a break, but then like you don't want to disrupt your like routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the same way that like you need to try to get a good night's sleep before, you need to eat before your exam, drink lots of water so that like your body is fit and thriving and ready to think and slay the exam. My final tip would be attend your primary exams if you can. Obviously things happen, you get sick, you might not be able to go to it, but 100% I recommend that you should go to your primary exam, because then when the exams are done, the uni calendar is designed that then you will get that like 3 or 4 week break before your classes go back again.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have to do the replacement exams, it like runs into the back of the next semester. So then you just like end up studying with no break for like the whole part of the year. So
100% go to all your primary exams if possible.
Yeah. I don't want to imagine like everyone just finishing their exams and you're like, you shouldn't have FOMO, but like it does help. Like when you're finishing together and everyone's relieved at the same time, like everyone's going to have fun and have their like good, long, well-rested break while you're studying.
Exactly.
Well, that was all we have time for. Thank you so much for listening in today's episode of Take Note. If you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Spotify. And if you like our episode today, give us a 5-star rating.
Yes. You can also head over to Instagram. Like normal, you can find us at UOA.oncampus. Feel free to DM us with any thoughts you have on the show. We always love to hear what you think. And good luck for all of your exams. Yep. We're cheering for you.
Yeah, always rooting for our students. You'll do so well. Please take a break. Or if you have been taking a break, get up and start.
Yeah. No procrastination this exam season.
Yep.
See you next fortnight.
Take note. This is a UOA on campus production.